Now to neighbors, Ron Hay, Beef Buzzing with you today with Daryl Peel, talking cattle on feed in just a moment.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So, that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer for Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel. 10 and 2.
Multiple reports were released by Uncle Sam related to the cattle industry this last Friday afternoon, including the monthly and quarterly cattle on feed reports. Helping us look at those reports today, Dr. Daryl Peel, Extension Livestock Market Economist out of Oklahoma State University.
Well, the trade's going to react to the placement number. They were expecting a relatively large placement, but the average was like 106% of last year. Came in at 116% of last year. And so it's a big number. The trade will probably react to that a little bit. The marketing's number was about as expected, about 104% of last year. And actual on-feed total is not much different than what was projected, about a 102.7, 103 rounded around. That's about what it was a month ago. So, but the placements number was bigger than expected.
How can you have that many more placements than expected and still only be 3% above the last report?
Well, sometimes you wonder about the math on these things, but, obviously there's other disappearance that comes into that as well. So it doesn't just add up perfectly every time. I think what's important to keep in mind in this number, if you look at the placements, the biggest increases were in the lightweight categories, and we haven't been doing much of that. We've been generally placing heavier cattle. Feedlots a lot of times like to feed cattle, but feed heavier cattle, I should say. But right now, they've made a lot of money in May and June. They had tremendous returns, and they want to feed anything they can feed. Cost of gain's pretty cheap, so they just loaded up on everything that was out there right now, and that's important to keep in mind in terms of the timing implications of this for the cash-fed cattle market. These lightweight calves are going to be pushed off behind a lot of other stuff, and we probably won't keep doing this placements rate. So it really probably doesn't have that much impact going down the road, but we'll see how the trade reacts to it.
So the key on those lighter weights, that means that really spreads out the actual marketing to these animals when they're ready to be harvested.
That's right. This is the fourth month in the row of large placements. The first 2 months were heavily concentrated into the big end of the weight categories. The last 2 months have been, especially this one, is more concentrated into the lightweight end, which means that those categories are not going to overlap, and so we're not really going to load up the second half of the year as much. We're going to spread them out through the second half of the year, and some of these cattle may actually move into the first part of next year.
From the monthly report, well, obviously those placements pretty big. Quarterly numbers also issued today by USDA. What sticks out in your mind from those quarterly figures?
Well, again, we've got more cattle on feed. So steers, the number of steers on feed compared to last year was up 1.4%. For the last two quarters, it's actually been down. So it's not surprising to have it up, and it really doesn't mean anything more than the fact that there's just more cattle out there and then more cattle coming through the system. The heifer number's been running about 5% up the last two quarters. It was up almost 11% this time. Mm. So that begins to tell us maybe a little bit more about heifer retention. There's more heifers in these feedlots right now. Heifer slaughter's been running about 11% up year over year. So all of that would suggest that we're probably moderating heifer retention and herd expansion as we go forward.
That's pretty significant, I would think, as far as that double-digit type of number, right?
Yeah. And these heifers are already in the feedlot, so, we've been doing this for a while to have that kind of increase.
Talking about the latest monthly and quarterly cattle on feed numbers released by USDA on Friday, that's livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
OKC West Livestock Auction is the market that makes selling cattle easy. Featuring a new 3-day sale week, owner Bill Barnhart promises to move your cattle quick, easy, and most important, profitably.
We sell our cows on Monday, stock our cattle on Tuesday, feed our cattle on Wednesday.
For more information on how OKC West can help market your cattle, call them direct at 405-262-8800. Click over to their website at OKCWest.com or drop by the sale barn located just east of El Reno on historic Route 66. Stop selling cattle the hard way. For service at its best, call OKC West.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.